Three people died of violence in Klamath County in the last 6 days of 2016. There are not a lot of people in Klamath County compared to more populous parts of Oregon, so having three people killed in less than a week is an unusual thing. The cases are not connected other than by geography, but the burst of activity is still a bit unsettling to any community of that size. Let's get a sense of what happened in each case and get some analysis. Stephen Floyd is a staff writer for the Herald and News in Klamath Falls and is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Stephen, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So before anybody gets any ideas about the Klamath Basin, what's the usual load of crime stories like over an average year or week or something?
Well, in the last 5 years or so, if you're going to average out the homicides in the county, we usually get about two or three. However, truth be told, 2016 was a reasonably violent year. Between December of 2015 and the more recent murders, there were about 13 homicides investigated in Klamath County, and that evens out to nearly one a month. So this has been part of an ongoing surge of violence in the area.
And are law enforcement people coming up with ideas about what might be leading to this, or is it just a series of flukes, or what?
Well, substance abuse definitely plays a role in a lot of them. To come back to the three more recent murders, police are saying that alcohol played a role in all three of those. But if you look at the drug trade in the local community, there were a few related to that. But I don't know if you could really put your finger down on a single identifying factor that ties these all together, in the sense, you know, that you could solve one problem and then curb the spree. These are isolated enough incidents that, as you said, it could be more attributed to flukes more than anything else.
So, Stephen, I want to be clear about that, too, about the isolation of these incidents. They are not connected to one another, correct?
That's right. You know, these just happen to coincide, and District Attorney Rob Patridge acknowledged that, you know, since these amounted to incidents of domestic violence, if you factor that in with the holidays and people coming together with longstanding beefs that just happened to start getting aired during Christmas, it wasn't necessarily a surprise that they coincided at this time of the year.
All right, so the first was on December 26th, is that right?
That's right, and that was out near the Bonanza area. 911 received a call from Travis Kimball, who said he had just assaulted his brother, Troy Kimball, and that Troy was no longer breathing. And when police arrived on scene, they found that Troy had suffered a single stab wound and a single gunshot, and Travis Kimball has since been taken into custody.
All right, so that was Bonanza. There was also Keno and Klamath Falls in the days following, right?
That's right. So just this Saturday, Keno, they found Judith Rose, who was 74, died from a stab wound. And they've since taken Alec Wright, her grandson, into custody. Now, he's only 17 years old, but because of the severity of the charges, they've decided to try him as an adult.
And what was the circumstance on the Klamath Falls case?
That was early on Sunday morning. There was a couple that had come home from celebrating New Year's, and they got into an argument that turned violent, and police believe that they began arguing over a firearm, and at that time the firearm discharged, killing Tyler Belais. And so far, his girlfriend, Cassandra Embert, has been taken into custody.
Stephen Floyd, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a staff writer for the Herald and News. We're talking about three homicides in Klamath County in 6 days at the end of 2016. So you mentioned that the circumstances of substance abuse and perhaps some holiday domestic tension in here. So, I mean, was there a similar spate last year or in other recent holiday periods that people can point to?
There actually was. In December of 2015, we had a shooting in the Bly area. Dustin Townsend was actually shot by his son, Roscoe Townsend, who was also 17 at the time. And Townsend has since pleaded in that case, and he's been remanded to the custody of the Oregon Youth Authority. And then on December 29th of the same year, there was a shooting in downtown Klamath Falls. Aaron Andrews, who was 21 at the time, was allegedly shot by Seth James Cunningham, who himself was 18 at the time. And Cunningham is still pending charges. And since that time, Cunningham's also been charged with a murder on the OC&E Trail from 2014 that was unrelated to the 2015 homicide. And then on January 2nd of 2016, Rick William Aston was allegedly killed by Matthew Dean Reyes. And Reyes is currently serving time in Washington for kidnapping and burglary for crimes related to his attempted fleeing on the murder charge.
You mentioned in the Kimball case it was a stabbing and a shooting, but most of these involve firearms?
Well, so far, the Kimball and the Ember cases involved firearms. The death of Judith Rose was from a stabbing.
Stabbing, okay, I'm sorry.
Right.
You mentioned a case where somebody was sent off to OYA, the Oregon Youth Authority, but was it Alec Wright you mentioned is going to be tried as an adult even though he's 17?
That's correct, and those were the same circumstances for Roscoe Townsend, and what ended up happening in Townsend's case is substance abuse and domestic violence were such significant factors in that killing that the DA was able to basically use those as opportunities for the suspect to seek treatment during incarceration, and so that was part of what was negotiated. He would be able to serve through the Youth Authority rather than the Department of Corrections if he were able to participate in and complete programs related to such counseling. And I don't know if there will be similar enough factors for Alec Wright to receive a similar plea. We just don't know yet. There's not a great deal of detail that's been released regarding that case, primarily because the suspect is a minor.
Sure. So, Stephen, I noticed that the Klamath County DA is talking about the murders per capita and how this spate at the end of the year shot the rate up.
Definitely. Yeah, he called around to other jurisdictions and had composed some rough numbers and found out that if you break down per capita, Klamath County is now leading Josephine County, Jackson County, the Portland area, and even Los Angeles as far as just the homicide rate. There's only a little more than 60,000 people in the entirety of Klamath County. So when we have, he said there were 10 homicides within 2015, and so that evens out to just about 1 per 6,000 people.
Okay, that's a fairly high rate. I know that there are different investigating agencies involved. I just wonder, Stephen, if you can give us a general picture of the state of law enforcement in Klamath County after a few bumpy years with Frank Scraw as sheriff and a new sheriff in office as of this week.
Certainly. As it relates to homicide investigations, Klamath County has the Major Crime Team, which is a coalition of investigators from the Klamath Falls Police Department, the State Police, and the Klamath County Sheriff's Office. And so they're the ones who typically head up these investigations. And with relation to Frank Scraw, the Sheriff's Office actually has not been involved in the Major Crime Team since Scraw was indicted in 2015. But now that we have Chris Caber in office, he was sworn in on Tuesday. D.A. Patridge, who is the head of the team, has officially invited the Sheriff's Office to rejoin. So even though some of the more recent homicides took place within Sheriff's Office jurisdiction, OSP has already taken the lead on those, and they will continue to do so. But in the future, if there are any homicides out in the county, it's expected that the Sheriff's Office will lead the investigation on those.
So Chris Caber, the new sheriff, does want to mend that bridge and get back into the major crime
investigations?
Absolutely.
When he was on the campaign trail, that was one of his major goals, as far as rejoining the major crime team and also getting the Sheriff's Office on board with the Basin Interagency Narcotics Enforcement Team.
All right. Interesting times in Klamath County in criminal justice with a new sheriff in office and some changes going on there. And, of course, the three homicides that to close out the year. Stephen Floyd is a staff writer for the Herald News in Klamath Falls. Good job. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Take it easy.